Medical Device Non-Visual Accessibility Act, H.R. 1328. Issue: Inaccessible digital interfaces prevent blind individuals from independently and safely operating medical devices that are essential to blind people's daily healthcare needs. Medical devices with a digital interface are becoming more prevalent and less accessible for blind Americans. The rapid proliferation of advanced technology is undeniable. Most new models of medical devices, such as glucose, oxygen, and blood pressure monitors, along with the emergence of in-home devices that offer medical care options, such as chemotherapy treatments and dialysis, require consumers to interact with digital displays or other interfaces. This new technology is constantly being developed and deployed without non-visual accessibility as an integral part of the design phase, which creates an accessibility barrier. The inaccessibility of these medical devices is not a mere inconvenience. When accessibility for blind consumers is omitted from the medical technology landscape, the health, safety, and independence of blind Americans are in imminent danger. According to the Center for Connected Medicine, telehealth currently makes up 20% of all medical visits, and more healthcare providers are looking to expand telemedicine services. According to the Pew Research Center, rural Americans live an average of 10.5 miles from the nearest hospital. According to the Journal of the American Pharmacists Association, across the United States, 8.3% of counties had at least 50% of residents with a distance greater than 10 miles from the closest pharmacy, requiring many Americans to rely on telehealth services. Unfortunately, these visits assume that a person has easy access to accessible medical devices to take their own vital signs. As a result of inaccessibility, blind and low-vision Americans are at a distinct disadvantage when it comes to receiving the same virtual healthcare as our sighted counterparts. Non-visual access is achievable, as demonstrated by several mainstream products. Apple has incorporated VoiceOver, a screen reading function, into all of its products, making iPhones, MacBooks, and Mac desktops, and iPads fully accessible to blind people right out of the box. Virtually all ATMs manufactured in the United States are accessible, and every polling place is required to have a non-visually accessible voting machine. Frequently, a simple audio output or tactile feature can make a product accessible at little to no additional cost for manufacturers. Current disability laws have not been able to keep up with advancements due to the rapid evolution of medical technology and its incorporation into medical devices. Although the Americans with Disabilities Act and other laws require physical accessibility for people with disabilities, e.g. wheelchair ramps, Braille in public buildings, no laws protect a blind consumer's right to access medical devices. The National Council on Disability concluded that accessibility standards lag behind the rapid pace of technology, which can interfere with technology access. This trend of inaccessibility will continue if accessibility solutions are ignored. Only a fraction of medical device manufacturers have incorporated non-visual access standards into their product design, while others continue to resist these solutions. Solution: Medical Device Non-Visual Accessibility Act. Calls on the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, to promulgate non-visual accessibility regulations for Class 2 and Class 3 medical devices with digital interfaces. The FDA will consult with stakeholders with disabilities and manufacturers and issue a notice of proposed rulemaking no later than 12 months after the date of enactment of the Act. No later than 24 months after the date of enactment of the Act, the FDA will publish the final rule, including the non-visual accessibility requirements. Requires manufacturers of Class 2 and Class 3 medical devices with digital interfaces to make their products non-visually accessible. Manufacturers will have 12 months following the publication of the final rule to ensure that all the Class 2 and Class 3 medical devices they produce with digital interfaces are non-visually accessible. Authorizes the FDA to enforce the non-visual access requirements for Class 2 and Class 3 medical devices with digital interfaces. Any manufactured device found to be out of compliance as a result of a public complaint to the FDA or by an independent FDA investigation will be considered an adulterated product under the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. Manufacturers may file for an exemption for one of two reasons: Clear and convincing evidence that making the medical device non-visually accessible would fundamentally alter the product. Or evidence that modifying the medical device would create an undue hardship for the company. Goal: end unequal access to medical devices for blind Americans. Co-sponsor the Medical Device Non-Visual Accessibility Act, H.R. 1328. To co-sponsor H.R. 1328, contact Michelle Paucar, P-A-U-C-A-R, Health Policy Council, Representative Jan Schakowsky, Democrat, Illinois, 09. Phone 202-225-2111. Email michelle.paucar@mail.house.gov. For more information, contact Justin Young, Government Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind. Phone 410-659-9314, extension 2210. Email jyoung@nfb.org or visit www.nfb.org.